Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where, well, we do have to cope with the fact that we are no longer number one. We had been number one by one measure at least some months ago. The question now is the most vaccinated nations. Where does the United States rank? There are all kinds of surprises about that today. And meanwhile, a dedicated environmentalist, somebody who is a registered member of the Green Party and who has studied in graduate school after graduating from Caltech with a studying for a PhD in forestry and environmental sciences, has been arrested. She is facing 9 years in prison for starting some of those horrible forest fires and brush fires in Northern California. She's tied directly to the destruction of 41 homes. What is this story about, and why is it likely to become a much bigger story? And that goes to the question about how various media agencies and operations decide what they're going to cover and what they're not going to cover. You remember with the tremendous fuss, which of course continues, about the tragic murder of Pepito, which occurred in Wyoming. She was from Florida and New York City area, Gabby Pepito. But in any event, with all of that conversation, the charge was that she got so much attention because she was white. Well, there's another factor involved, which also pertains to this particular arson suspect. We'll be speaking a little bit later about the huge increase in American crime and violence and murder, which is highlighted just moments ago by the Washington Post. And we'll be talking to somebody who's a former CIA agent who talks about how there is one police district in particular that is a tougher job than anything faced by the CIA. And we'll be speaking with Wilford Riley, professor at Kentucky State University, about whether it is true that there is racism in terms of the coverage of various crimes, various disappearing people, various victims who get more attention than other victims. And also, finally, we will get to something that I had become aware of because of a baby gift. Would you give a baby gift to somebody? A book by Ibram X. Kendi called Anti-Racist Baby. He has now recorded sections of this book, How to Train Your Anti-Racist Baby, and it's being promoted on YouTube. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. First, this news, which is kind of a shocking way to begin the week, the U.S. has fallen from the top of the world's list of the most vaccinated countries. We haven't fallen to second or third or fourth or fifth. The United States has fallen from first down to 47th. The CBS News and other outlets say that this is largely due to the 70 million Americans who are refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not a question of the vaccine being too expensive. It's free. It's not a question of being too unavailable. We have a lot of drug stores and a lot of other setups across the country, even though they sometimes are disrupted by anti-vax activists who shout and scream and even threaten and sometimes practice physical violence. The brief summary of the new statistics says Michigan now ranks 39th in the country for vaccinations, according to the CDC. U.S. coronavirus deaths are still the highest they've been since March, while new adult cases and hospitalizations are dropping after the deadly summer surge. Cases among children 12 and younger are higher than ever. And that's because we have just recently begun trying to vaccinate some of the children 12 or younger. A Pfizer vaccine for kids may be available soon, but experts say it could be weeks before that happens. There is also a statement by one of the corporate heads of Pfizer about why the United States will get back to normal, but it may not be soon. What are the political impacts of all of that? What's the political impact right now of the fact that the country runs out of money? We are unable to pay our bills unless Congress does some kind of vote, some kind of patch, some kind of an agreement to get beyond that. It could happen as soon as Friday, this week. It's an amazing situation and a horrible situation. There's also every kind of perspective, I think, that is necessary to apply to some of what's going on here in the United States, because we tend to think of our country as isolated and different. Well, there's this, here is the headline. The headline says, brawls now easing over, brawls over easing COVID-19 curbs. In other words, people are having brawls concerning taking away some of the COVID-19 curbs. Police in Norway on Sunday reported dozens of disturbances and violent clashes, including mass brawls in the Nordic country's big cities after streets, bars, restaurants, and nightclubs were filled with people celebrating the end of COVID-19 restrictions that lasted for more than a year. The Norwegian government abruptly announced Friday that most of the remaining coronavirus restrictions would be scrapped beginning Saturday, and that life in the nation of 5.3 million would return to normal. The unexpected announcement by outgoing Prime Minister Erna Solberg to drop coronavirus restrictions the next day took Norwegians by surprise and led to chaotic scenes in the capital, Oslo, and elsewhere in the country. Okay, what is the deal with people just exploding and having brawls when something positive happens? We're not the only country that has elements of craziness and nuttiness in them. And there's also a pro-abortion vote that is celebrated in San Marino. San Marino is an independent country which is surrounded by Italy. They voted overwhelmingly to legalize abortion. And this in a country that is almost entirely Catholic. They rejected a 150-year-old law that had criminalized abortion, making the tiny republic the latest majority Catholic state to approve the procedure under certain circumstances, according to complete returns. With all of 37 polling statements counted, some 77% of voters in San Marino approved making abortion legal in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. It will also be legal beyond that point if the woman's life is in danger or if her physical or psychological health is at risk. According to official returns, a broadcast on San Marino TV, turnout was 41% in the nation of 33,000 people. This news also in Switzerland, which had been a sort of holdout on conservative issues. There is one more indication in a different direction. We will get to that. We'll also be talking about the most dangerous police precinct maybe in the world, which is supposed to be somewhere here in the United States. Where exactly? We will let you know that and more on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, there is an issue in the United States that used to be a tremendously divisive issue. and a very potent one, and one on which Americans were initially overwhelmingly on one side, and that was the what conservatives called the defense of marriage, what people on the other side called gay rights, and the idea of basically redefining marriage. This has swept most of the world at this point, and certainly in the United States. The conservative position would have been, and one of the reasons that I was so much opposed to the Obergefell decision, the decision by the Supreme Court to create a right to gay marriage everywhere, is it should have been left to the states to decide. Today, according to public polling almost everywhere, the overwhelming majority of American states would decide, and a number of them had decided by referenda and by voting before the Obergefell decision, that, yeah, people would go ahead and find government authorization and government sponsorship for gay marriage, just like marriage between a man and a woman. And now there's a vote in Switzerland where this had been very controversial. Switzerland, one of the more conservative countries in Europe, with, by the way, very low tax rates, which is one of the reasons that there are a lot of very wealthy people who like to set up businesses there or live there in any event. Swiss okay gay marriage, voters in Switzerland overwhelmingly decided Sunday, that would be yesterday, to legalize same-sex marriage, making the country one of the last in Western Europe to do so. In addition to opening up the option of marriage to all couples, an amendment to Switzerland's marriage law that was put to voters in a referendum and approved grants lesbian couples access to sperm banks and allows same-sex couples to adopt children. The marriage laws were amended by the federal government and approved last year by the parliament to grant all couples the same rights. But opponents seeking to limit marriages to unions between a man and a woman collected enough signatures to force a referendum. The legislation change was accepted by 64.1% of voters and received strong support in both urban and rural areas. This is one of those things that it seems to me highlights a factor that we ought to apply to other political issues if you want to see how they go. The biggest argument that people always used when people were still arguing bitterly and heatedly about gay marriage was, and I had this experience arguing about gay marriage on the air with people like Andrew Sullivan, who now is definitely a conservative ally, and he is married. But the point that I remember him making, and it's a forceful point, which is, how does it take away from your marriage if you're a heterosexual married couple? If there's a couple down the street that is same-sex couple, and they have the same legal status you do. And you can talk all about the changing the whole ideal and idea of marriage, and there are all kinds of arguments you can give in return to that, but it is precisely because of that argument that I think there has been such overwhelming acceptance. Recent polling shows Republicans now are evenly split or pro-gay marriage, as are most Americans at the moment. And the idea being that it doesn't impact your life that directly if somebody else decides to get married. It does impact your life if your religious liberty is violated and somebody says that, well, your church can't get a tax deduction, or your synagogue can't have a recognized protection that religious institutions do unless they go along with gay marriage. That would Do you have sound on that? Great. Well, this is another reflection, it seems to me, of what is happening generally. And by the way, this idea of, okay, what difference does it make in my life is a very important question to ask when you're evaluating any kind of political prospect. In other words, when people talk about guns, if you are a gun owner and they are going to make it much harder to own a gun legally, and they're going to make it much harder to acquire guns or ammunition or firearm, that has direct impact. But for most people who are not gun owners, and it's still a minority of Americans who own firearms, for people who are not gun owners, the change in gun registration details, it's not a big deal. Which is why you have people on that issue, even though you have big, huge majorities that say, oh, we want more gun regulation, it usually doesn't go anywhere, because the people who really care about it are the people who are impacted directly. This is Liz Cheney, who is running for re-election in Wyoming, talking about how she now supports same-sex marriage. She was on 60 Minutes last night. Listen.
Sister's gay. She's married. She has children. And in 2013, you came out against same-sex marriage while your father went the other way. And it was looked upon as courageous when he did that. How do you defend what you did?
I was wrong. I was wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much. And I was wrong. It's a very personal issue, and very personal for my family. I believe that my dad was right. And my sister and I have had that conversation.
Is this going to help her in her primary battle in Wyoming, where she is being challenged by a number of candidates, including a former gubernatorial candidate who's being supported by President Trump? It might, actually, because Wyoming is not necessarily enormously conservative on that issue. If you define conservative as being opposed to the change that America has made, I think surprisingly effortlessly, really, over recent years. We will get to the most dangerous job in America, more than the CIA, according to a former CIA man, a job involving public safety. Get to that coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has received a Pfizer booster shot. He did so on camera during an event at the White House. The president again pushing everyone to get vaccinated.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving a vote from Monday to Thursday for the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they wouldn't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. New Jersey Democratic Representative Josh Gottheimer, appearing on America's Newsroom, describes a sticking point for him in the social spending bill.
I can't support any reconciliation package that doesn't lower taxes here in my district by reinstating the state and local tax deduction.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is my pleasure and honor to welcome to the program Mark Polymeropoulos, who is a former CIA senior operations officer. He retired a couple of years ago after 26 years serving our country in the Near East and Southeast Asia. His book, Clarity in Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the CIA, was published in June by Harper and Collins. Mark, it is a pleasure to meet you on the phone. And I was very interested in a piece that you just wrote that has gotten a lot of traction for the Washington Examiner, because it's a piece about my old hometown, which is Philadelphia, and about a neighborhood in particular in Philadelphia, which is pretty grim. It's called Kensington. And do you know where Logan is, which is nearby to Kensington?
I don't. I'm not a Philly native. I was invited there by the police to obviously to teach a leadership class and to kind of ride along and see what's going on there.
Sure. But you're from New Jersey, so you get travel privileges and even into the toughest Philadelphia. Logan is a neighborhood in North Philadelphia. It's not far from Kensington. And that's where I grew up, my first 6 years of my life. My parents had a basement apartment in Logan. And I've been back there. It is the way you describe Kensington, right, which I know is that way. Talk about what you found out about how tough the job of police officers are when you gave your talk to the Philadelphia Police Department.
Well, first of all, thanks. It's an honor to be on today. You know, I spent 26 years at CIA, and when I retired, I wrote a book on leadership. And one of the captains at the Philly Police Department in West Philly, the 18th District, Matthew Gillespie, contacted me and asked me to come do, you know, some leadership talks for his officers. And, you know, he described to me what was happening. You know, this is first before I got there, about the, you know, the incredible, you know, outbreak of gun violence, of homicides. Philadelphia is going to reach record number of homicides this year. You know, I was in Philly 10 days ago. Since I left, there's been in the 18th District, there's been 15 shootings and 4 homicides. So, I wasn't sure what I was going to, but let me tell you something. You know, I spent, you know, 26 years at CIA. I spent almost 3 years in the war zones of Afghanistan and Iraq. And when I went along, you know, on the ride-alongs with the Philly police, with the, you know, not only in the 18th, but around some of the other areas, I was stunned in what I saw. And it gave me, you know, certainly a newfound respect for law enforcement, but I thought I had a tough job at CIA, but, you know, the men and women who put on that uniform every day, you know, they had me beat, and so, you know, I wanted to write about it and kind of tell the American people about it, because it's something you really don't hear about in this political debate about policing. You know, what's happening and how, you know, how these men and women just go to work every day is pretty profound.
Well, and you talk about the idea of actually respecting and supporting and having better relations with political leadership for the police.
Right.
But you also mention in your article of foreign aid, and you're a supporter of foreign aid generally. Are you suggesting that because of the conditions in Kensington and this 18th district that you talk about, that because of the conditions right now, that it needs foreign aid?
Well, I mean, I think we need to do something. And so, you know, but, you know, foreign assistance, you know, I worked overseas for all these years, and so this is something that builds tremendous will, but it costs a lot of money. But then when I go to the inner cities and I see what's happening in a place like Kensington, which literally looks like, you know, a scene out of The Walking Dead with, you know, drug addicts kind of walking like zombies around open-air drug markets. I'm not kidding when I say this. But it makes you wonder that there are places in America that really need assistance. Now, you know, what that assistance is, you know, obviously there's problems with, you know, corrupt local governments. You know, obviously there's, you know, there's a question of you know, provide huge amounts of aid into the inner cities. But you got to do something. There's got to be some kind of reform, because this is not America. And it was something deeply disturbing to me. And I walked away from there really shaken. I wrote in the article that I had trouble sleeping after that, because I've been in some pretty tough places around the world, but I had never seen anything like this. It's almost shame on me that places like this exist in our cities, and something's got to be done about it. You know, people far smarter than I can talk about what politically it should be, but this situation can't stand.
That's fascinating, because a lot of people say, well, look, there are places like Logan and Kensington and North Philly and parts of West Philly that are really rugged and brutal. But, hey, Center City's doing great, and
right.
There are other neighborhoods that are coming back. South Philly is coming back. This breaking news just an hour ago, man shot in Center City.
Right.
West Philly grapples with gun violence. Police blocked off the 1200 block of Filbert Street after early Monday morning shooting.
Right.
Left that 26-year-old man hurt. This is everywhere in America, right? I mean, it's not just Philadelphia.
No, it's not just Philadelphia. And, you know, that's one of the points, you know, I wanted to make as well. I mean, you see, I think there was a report today, I read it, I can't remember if it was, you know, what media outlet said, the 30% increase in gun violence, or in homicides, I'm sorry, this year, but the FBI put that out. And perhaps I'm getting the figure wrong, but nonetheless, you know, America's
becoming more violent. No, you're right. 29.4% increase
right.
in murder and manslaughter.
And so you know, that is a significant concern. So when we, you know, look, I worked for the CIA for a long time, and the agency has been through some ups and downs. And there was calls at some point, which I'm sure you remember, to abolish the CIA. Well, it's the same thing now when you hear defund the police. And I think that's really a fool's errand. I mean, these are indispensable institutions that help protect Americans. And so, you know, we can talk about reform, and that's fine. And I have no problem with that. And I think even the, you know, the men and women of law enforcement, when I was with the cops in Philly, you know, they said, hey, let's weed out the bad cops. Let's keep the good ones. Let's do, you know, increased training, better retention, you know, better defensive tactics. There's a lot of things in reform we can do. But the idea of abolishing these institutions, I think, is really a fool's errand, and it doesn't do anybody any good. And I'll tell you, one of the amazing things about being in Philly on the streets for all that time is there's a lot of cops there who actually are Philly natives, and I was really impressed by that. And as we were even rolling through Kensington, they would say to me, you know, there's good people who live here. And so, you know, they put their uniform on every day in some really grim circumstances, but they know there's still some citizens there who count on them. And I found that really incredible and really inspiring as well.
And you talk about needing help with retention. What's the best way to achieve that?
Well, I think there's, you know, there's things obviously such as pay. But also, and I think there's a more profound statement to make that there's got to be, almost a different pact between local government and the police as well. And, you know, I think the article, when I wrote that, I might have caused some problems for, you know, the cops I went to visit there, because I think the local city government was none too thrilled. But the fact is, they are hostile to the police in many cases. And so I think there has to be almost a different pact. There's got to be just a change in thinking that, you know, the police do serve the community, but the local government as well has to support the police. So there has to be this kind of mutual relationship. And so I think you have to kind of have this that fundamental, you know, shift in thinking. So certainly better pay, better training, but also an appreciation for what law enforcement really does for society. And again, I think moving away from that statement of defunding the police, which is just doesn't do anybody any good.
Amen to that. That's a Mark... I've got a Polymeropoulos, right?
You got it.
Okay. It's Mark Polymeropoulos, former CIA officer. Hey, I hope you'll come back and we can talk more generally about your book, which is about leadership lessons from the CIA. We've posted at our website at michaelmedved.com his outstanding piece. It's entitled Philly's Police, the 18th District, and the Toughest Job in America. And no, it's not necessarily being a politician at any level. It does have to do with confronting some of the realities of some of the disappointing performance by politicians. Speaking of disappointing performance by politicians, we're coming up to a deadline, and nobody's talking about it, but we need to do that. The deadline that could lead to an economic catastrophe for America and the world. Why? Is it because of blind, utterly misleading, ultra-partisan politics? Well, that has something to do with it. We will get to that and one of the biggest looming failures for the Biden administration coming up on the MedVed Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for years.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stylings of R. Kelly now found guilty. Just moments ago, the jury came back. He was found guilty of racketeering, sex trafficking, and on all counts. The jury convicted the singer on all counts of racketeering, sexual exploitation of a child, and kidnapping. Charges and very serious conviction for R. Kelly. The guilty verdict followed 5 weeks of testimony from 50 witnesses and came on the second day of jury deliberations. The disgraced R&B singer, who's 54 years old, was accused of physically and sexually abusing women and underage girls, and a lot of them. And a lot of them who testified very enthusiastically against him. Part of what I think was fascinating about this whole story was the fact that in the summation to the jury, his defense attorney compared R. Kelly to Martin Luther King, which was, he also compared him to Mike Pence. Not kidding. And to Hugh Hefner. I mean, maybe that would be a little bit more on track. He compared him to Mike Pence because he said, one of the things that the witnesses testified about R. Kelly, was that he wanted the young girls that he was basically enslaving to call him Poppy or Daddy. And he makes the point that reportedly Karen Pence calls the former vice president Poppy or Daddy. So I, Mike Pence and R. Kelly, not exactly the same guy. And basically, I think he was saying that comparing R. Kelly to Martin Luther King as being somebody who was a stand up for true values but had imperfections, something like that. It was an offensive thing. And there's a flashback of his interview with Gail. Is it ready to go? Okay, this is an interview with R. Kelly in which he was describing some of the controversy that he's generated with Gail King. Listen.
This is not me, y'all. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I can't help 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment.
Yeah, I think maybe, well, he's going to have a lot of moments for reflection. I would imagine his case will be appealed. He's had all kinds of legal difficulties before this trial, but the trial couldn't have gone much worse for him. And congratulations to the prosecutors on actually going after somebody and establishing a very basic principle, which is that, no, if you're rich and you're famous and you have literally scores and millions of people who admire you, doesn't matter. You're still accountable before the law. And so R. Kelly convicted on all counts. I don't think there will be, nor should there be, public protest of any kind. I'll tell you where there should be public protest if our political class doesn't actually work on something, which is the state of the United States government at the moment, which is about to shut down, at least temporarily. A slew of high-stakes deadlines will collide on Capitol Hill this week, setting up potentially chaotic negotiations against the backdrop of expiring government funding and the threat of a possible U.S. default. Even by the standards of a capital used to operating under pressure, writes the Wall Street Journal, this week's legislative and fiscal cross-currents are setting the stage for an extraordinary sprint. Democratic leaders are trying to shepherd two complicated legislative packages, a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, and a sprawling health care, education, and climate package, whose proposed $3.5 trillion price tag and details are still under intense debate within the party. But that still includes members of the party who basically lie, insisting that this is actually free. It's not going to cost anything. For instance, the head of the Progressive Caucus in the House, Pramila Jayapal of Seattle, was on CNN with Jake Tapper. This is clip four. Look at what she insists preposterously about this bill. Listen.
Do you think it's possible that the price tag will come down? I've heard the number $2 trillion floated as a possible endpoint.
I think we should look, first of all, as I said to the president, and I heard him say, this is a $0 bill because it's all going to be paid for with taxes on the wealthiest corporations and the wealthiest individuals, which, by the way, makes it more popular than it was even before, and it's already very popular. But ultimately, I think it depends on what we put in there. We put our proposal out. It cost $3.5 trillion when you add everything up.
Right.
But if somebody wants to take something out, we need to hear what that is. I don't know what the alternative proposal is. So it's difficult for me to say.
Okay, how can anyone say it costs nothing? In other words, it costs nothing because we're just going to put taxes on the wealthiest and big corporations. And everyone recognizes that if you tax a corporation very heavily, that has less money that the corporation can use for hiring, less money that people, that they can use for raises or salaries or expansion. There is no such thing as a money tree. Chris Christie tells a very good story about how his mother taught him that lesson. When she told him he wanted a new bike, he should go out to the money tree in the backyard. He said, "Ma, we don't have a backyard. And Ma, we don't have a money tree." And she says, "Yeah, you got it now, Chris." Okay? And this idea that you're going to spend $3.5 trillion or $2 trillion and it's going to cost you nothing, when you take money away from one source, and in this case, the private economy, which is struggling to hold its own, and maybe even to come roaring back, if you take money out of that private economy to use on, well, who knows what, because they haven't even decided yet. Look, the infrastructure bill is something where they got 18 Republicans to vote for it in the Senate, which is pretty good. It is a genuinely bipartisan bill. And it would be so helpful for the country if the Democrats would go ahead and raise the debt ceiling, which they can do, by the way, if they want to, without a single Republican vote. They can do it. But if they don't raise the debt ceiling and they don't work out the prospect of this government shutdown, which is coming this week, it's going to collapse everything. And they assume that, oh yeah, we'll blame it on the Republicans. Well, what about the fact that actually they worked together to raise the debt ceiling before, as the Republicans did under Obama, after a lot of griping, as Democrats did under Trump? Why not work on actually doing something, and where you don't try to put the blame on the debt ceiling or all of spending on one side or another? And the truth of the matter is that it's the blame for spending levels is going to be less intense than the blame for a catastrophic U.S. default. The U.S. has never defaulted before. And yet they are now saying, a leading Wall Street analysis says that there is a 1 in 5 chance of default within the next month. Now, 1 in 5 for an economic catastrophe? It's about time that the people on Capitol Hill took this more seriously in a manner that is worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.